The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, Minnesota. That's your cue, by the way.
Minnesota, huh?
How come every fucking Minnesota we start, you do this super delay where I just fucking talk and then I wait for you?
I like to leave your ass hanging.
Apparently.
That's what you get.
I don't know what I did, but all right.
Remember when you laughed at me yesterday?
I'm always laughing at you. You got to refresh my recollection.
And my disease, or whatever the hell I have.
You and your AIDS. Hilarious. Anyway.
So, last week, did you hear about that deadly tornado?
Yeah, I heard something. Some kind of wind. Yeah.
Killed a bunch of people. I don't know how many people it killed, but
yeah,
it tore down a school.
I heard about it.
So.
I'm going to make a speech. This is going to be important. Everybody listen up.
So, Wolf Blitzer of CNN was interviewing some lady who had a baby in her hand. He said, "You got to thank the Lord, huh?" And she said, "Actually, I'm an atheist."
That's funny.
So now, like, these atheist groups are like, they sprung into action. They're going to try to get her some money.
Why are they giving her money?
Because she's an atheist, I guess.
Hey, can we just claim anything on TV and hopefully some group will give us money?
I don't understand atheists gathering together as a group. You all believe in nothing. What's the...
Yeah. If the point of you sticking together...
You have nothing almost, in common except that you don't believe in something.
Well, it's almost akin to a church. We have nothing in common except we believe. And I mean, that's almost like the same thing.
But a church is more pinpointed detail.
No,
like, we believe in Jesus and the Bible.
No, I understand.
But atheist can be... You got, like, you know, all kinds... It goes, there's a whole wide variety of people.
Yeah, that's fine. Except I don't want to unite with anyone. I might have similar interests, you know, with lots of other people. I don't want to hang out with them. I really want no part of them. But if they want to give me money, I'm all up for that.
I've said it before. I mean, the best part of being an atheist is you don't have to be part of a church or a group.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere. I don't got to get up early. I'm not going to church.
I don't feel guilty about anything.
If I want to do something for a holiday, go ahead. If not, that's fine too.
Yep. And then the worst of secular humanists, like, they go to church.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they talk about.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to know because I don't care.
All right, this week we're going to... talk about nothing.
Yep. That's, you know, we believe in nothing. We talk about nothing. So what do they talk about? Old episodes of Seinfeld?
But there's lots of stuff that lots of people don't believe in. Like, is there a group for the people who don't believe in leprechauns? Or is that on the atheist thing,
think,
too?
Do you think Wolf Blitzer is going to say, "Oh, you and your baby survived. Thank the leprechauns, huh? I bet you made some of your wishes, right? Actually, I don't believe in leprechauns." Oh. Was he thrown aback by that answer?
I think they both, I didn't see the video, but I think they, I saw still, I think they both just kind of laughed.
Oh, okay. Because they were like,
I don't know. I don't know anything about Wolf Blitzer, but.
All I know is that's kind of a cool name.
I bet you he's not that religious of a guy.
You just making that shit up from nothing?
Well, he's on CNN and he's an academic. He went to.
There's plenty of academics.
He went to University of Buffalo, actually.
There's plenty of academics who are religious.
That well, not really. I'd say wouldn't say plenty. Yeah. If you did an impromptu survey of academics, people, you know...
Are you just going to make something up that supports what you think?
No, I've seen the studies that religious... Well, not atheism, but at least religious... what do you call it when you're aligned with a certain church? Religious...
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. You know, goes down as you get more education. The more educated you are, the less religious you're going to be, most likely.
That makes more sense.
You don't see a lot of PhDs unless you're a PhD in, you know...
Theology
or religious studies.
I mean, yeah, you do have people who go to school specifically for some kind of religious studies.
Yeah.
But that fucking... Dude, I'm so sick of water bottles.
You were thinking I was drinking in the show again.
Yeah, I
it
did.
Wasn't me.
That if for everyone at home, that fucking smack.
If they heard it.
They heard it, please. Last week when I was complaining about you drinking, all I could hear was a fucking crack, crack.
We had a lively argument.
Yeah. At first, I literally thought you were clapping your hands. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah. But all the time, like, I hear, like, I'm in bed, it's the middle of the night, and I'll hear that fucking crack. Crack out in the kitchen.
But you know,
because it's the fucking, you know, empty bottles of water.
Do you remember, noise. You know what's weird? You'll hear like dressers and stuff make noises too.
Yeah, and my TV creak.
Yeah, the TV cabinet will just like settle. Like when do you just expect everything to just collapse into a heap?
How does shit need to settle? Everything's fucking solid. All right? I don't live like with the fucking, you know, everything's made out of beanbag. Doesn't need to settle. It's fucking wood.
Well, wood needs to settle, bendable.
I guess.
Get a rock one if you get a dresser made of rock like the Flintstones.
I bet that'll settle too.
I guess.
Everything makes. That's where all the pussies come up with. Oh my god, I think this place is haunted. Did you hear that? I'm home alone.
Well, I'm in a club who don't believe in ghosts, so.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Yeah, you know, like thank the. You bet you're praising the Lord. Like, yeah, I'm glad the Lord liked me and not all those kids who died in that school over there.
Well, obviously he likes me better.
I mean, how
can
arrogant,
you follow my logic?
How arrogant are you going to be if you're like, God answered my prayers, I lived. What about all those kids who died over there?
I guess they didn't pray hard enough, yeah. Huh?
Like, would you want to believe in a God who's like, well, those kids aren't praying, so fuck them. I'm not going to save their asses.
Like, well, I mean...
That little old lady who could die any week anyways of natural causes, I'm going to save her ass.
They're a little young, they haven't had their communion yet, so then they're not for me. So, well...
And in other religious news, the Pope said that atheists... can go to heaven if they, you know, if they do good things.
Well, that's good.
But, later on, the church people, after he said that, said, whoa, you misunderstood. He meant for people who didn't know who Jesus was, or never heard of the Catholic Church. If you've heard of the Catholic Church and you don't follow shit...
Wait, just people made that shit up after the Pope said it?
Yeah, after the Pope said it, they had to do some, you know, because that ruins everything. If you don't have to believe, you can still go to heaven. What's the fuck the point of paying money and going to church and all that shit?
You know what?
That ruins their whole fucking scheme.
I know. I don't want to hear any of this shit. That is such bullshit. They just fucking backtrack for no particular reason, just because it makes them feel better. They feel superior.
It's not for no particular... It's for the...
No, I understand.
It's for the best reason in their mind. Like, we need to keep people and get as many people as we can into our religion.
You know what? That's why the fucking church... Everything's dying out, you know?
By the way...
Go ahead.
So yeah, after that they came back and said,
oh, that is bullshit.
Like, no, that's people who've never heard of the Catholic Church.
Who's never fucking heard of the Catholic Church?
Like those guys in that island, you know, that don't let any other humans come out.
Oh, so if you live on a deserted island, you're cool? Okay.
Or like, well, it's not deserted, there's people on it. Yeah. And then, you know, like tribes in Africa, you know, who don't have little contact with the...
Did you say tribes weird? No. It took me a couple beats to realize you said tribes. Sounded like you said tribes.
Like tribes in like Africa and stuff. Yeah. What was I going to say also?
How would I know? Religion? I don't know.
See, I lost my train of thought now.
Okay. Oh my god. You know what? That's why I don't want to fucking deal with anyone. I'm just sick of people. If you're not an attractive lady, I don't want anything to do with you. No offense.
Oh, that's going to say. Now, if you're a Catholic church like in our town, do you have to... give money to the Vatican? Like, do you have to give, like... It's like the mob. You have to give them their envelope every month?
You know what? I have to imagine that everybody kind of kicks something up, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, it's got to all go up to the top, right? Because they get a lot of wealth over there.
They make... I think it all gets spread around. You know, whatever money they get, they keep, you know, some for them. I imagine they keep the bulk of it for themselves just to keep the church running. There's maintenance. You have to pay the clergy. But there is a percentage that has to go up to the top.
I wonder what your average, we'll say, suburban Catholic church, what kind of money they make on a weekend.
Oh, you know what? As usual, the better well-to-do areas, they get more money, obviously.
Because I know you give them money when you, like, you have a funeral, you give them a donation.
I mean, the poorer areas, obviously, the churches... your congregation's poor. You're not going to make that much money.
Yeah, but they don't only get money from the baskets. And people donate shit
to
them.
No, I know. But I'm saying, poor areas, you're not making that much money.
You know, funerals and weddings and shit, that, you know, you have to give them a little, gotta give them a little taste.
Yeah, you know, the better areas, you're getting more money, obviously. This is how it works.
Let them wet their beak a little bit.
Yeah, it's strange how that's set up. Because the Vatican doesn't need any money. There's nothing
the
but
Vatican
wealth there.
The Vatican acts like a criminal organization. They're not really doing any crimes,
murdering
though.
And
but
whatnot.
It's structured like that. Because you got the Pope, he's the...
He's the boss.
Yeah, and then you have his concierge, and then his soldiers, and, you know, his captains, which would be like all the cardinals, and the priests would be the soldiers.
I suppose. Are they selling drugs?
You got his hitmen. And I bet you...
They sell drugs?
No, I bet you the Catholic Church has killed some people in its day.
Oh, I'm...
They've put some hits on people.
You've never heard of the, all the Holy Wars, the Inquisition.
No, in modern times.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Come on, I mean, they're in Italy. And the mob practically runs Italy.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know what the mob doesn't run?
I got bad news, Mark.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they wanted their piece of the action.
They want their cut of nothing?
They said, wait, you're podcasting in my territory. I need my protection money.
Yeah. Well, here's your nothing. Here's your 30% of nothing. Thanks. But if you guys were to donate something, maybe I can kick up to the mob. Think about that.
Or the Pope.
Yeah, either or. HotShotWizKids.com.